Epiphany is considered ordinary time. It is that time that I've said earlier between Christmas and Lent, the time when life is supposed to be as normal as it can be. A new year has begun, and everyone speaks of expectations, hopes, and dreams. This is a new year. The calendar has changed, and we expect that at some point this year our lives will change. There can be newness of life in this year. We are excited about the possibilities that can come our way. There are new projects to complete and new goals to achieve and new horizons to look over. Yet for many people, the ordinariness of life means that the new year begins just as last year has ended. Nothing's changed. Nothing is different. Our worries and our uncertainties remain, and we exist in ordinary time, lacking the excitement of a major event or experience. Someone is still trying to adjust in this world that we live in to devastating news of a diagnosis. Someone is still looking for a job. Someone is longing for the conflict in a relationship to end, while others are heartbroken over the loss of a love. For some folks, the new year is simply last year just warmed over. I've experienced this in my own family with my nieces and my nephews, some of my brother-in-laws, losing jobs this past year. Job cuts, hiring freezes, life has become uncertain. But as I have reflected on God's promises, I know that God has not abandoned them in their time of need. I know that God has a future and a plan for them. We all need to revisit our days in Sunday school and the lesson of Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. We need to remember those words. We have to remember our days in young adult Bible study where we learned that God provides in times of need. I've even had to go back to my own call into the ministry and remember the assurance that I received that when God calls, God also qualifies. In looking back, I can move forward. In looking back at God's promises to us, we can all move forward. I invite you now to go back to the future. Many of you remember the blockbuster movie from the 80s. A mad scientist named Doc Brown experiments with time travel, and one of his students, Marty McFly, played by Michael J. Fox, joins him in his adventures. Marty meets Doc Brown at a time when Marty's life is different. His family, he thinks, is so dysfunctional. His school life is difficult, and his sense of direction and purpose are non-existent. He's just a mess. But now with Doc Brown, Marty moves back in time, and he finds his parents as teenagers getting to know each other. He interferes with his parents' planned meeting, and in a panic, Marty must try to reestablish what he has messed up so that he can ensure his own existence in the world. Over the course of a trilogy of movies that come to play, Marty and Doc move back and forth from the past to the future and back into the present. They try desperately to reconnect events so that the future happens as it should. You see, all of us have a future that we need at one time or another to get back to. We need to get back to our future. We lose our way. We mess up relationships. We become misguided and misdirected, trying to do things our way and not relying on God. When we go back, our vision can be cleared for the future ahead. By going back, we can reclaim what we've lost and recapture a future that exists, that excites us in the ordinary time. We need to come back to God's future. You see, in today's text from Jeremiah, we hear as Jeremiah writes of a time of exile in the lives of the Hebrew people. They have lost their homes, they have lost their jobs, and many of them have lost their traditions. They have strayed from God's future for them. King Nebuchadnezzar has carried away the prophets, the priests, the elders, and others from their home in Jerusalem to Babylon. And Jeremiah, writing to those exiled folks, offers them words of comfort and hope as they face the future. Jeremiah's words from God tell the people to increase rather than to decrease, to adjust to their circumstances, to be hospitable to those who hold them captive, and to pray for the land. Jeremiah tells the people that God has plans for them. God's plans will see to their prosperity and their peace. God's plans will not cause them harm. God's plans will recapture their hope and their God-ordained future. Jeremiah invites the people to look beyond their present circumstances back to God's future for them. You see, I believe that same invitation is extended to us this day. Come back to God's future. Look beyond your present circumstances. Look back at the time that you separated yourself from God, that you stopped believing in God's work on your behalf. And then re-envision God's future for you. You notice that I said, look back at when you separated yourself from God, when you stopped believing in God. But see, God has never left you. You're the one who's moved away. You see, that future is exciting even to us in ordinary times. That future is secure even in times of psychological insecurity. The plans that God has are for peace and prosperity, not for harm or evil. Come back to God's future. You see, Jeremiah understood the necessity of prayer. Prayer is always in order. Prayer can change you and me. Prayer covers the soul with power and blankets uncertainty with confidence in God. I invite you to come back to God's future and pray for our world, for those who are good and those who are evil, and for the journey that we take together back to God's future. Come back to the prayer most familiar and hopeful. Come back to the Lord's Prayer. Remember and revisit this model prayer given to the disciples and to us, that our ordinary time might be filled with extraordinary grace and hope of God's future through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's remember that familiar and hopeful prayer, the prayer that our Lord left with His disciples. It's a teaching prayer. It's a given prayer. We didn't say it this morning for a reason, because we're going to say it now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, and Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Find your hymnal this morning and turn to hymn number 92 and stand as we sing For the Beauty of the Earth, and know that the altar is always open for you to come. Hymn number 92.